Sí.
Ah, bueno, otra cosita más relacionada con el hospital. De lo que entiendo yo, y tengo la intención de tratar de hablar con el administrador
Sí.
también, ¿no? Pero los servicios que se dan en el hospital hoy día son de OPD, de outpatient.
Sí, y hospitalización
Y
también.
hospitalización, pero una parte muy importante del hospital es
Servicio
el servicio
ambulatorio.
ambulatorio.
Sí. Aunque siempre ha sido así, porque el
Sí.
hospital nunca ha sido más de 33 camas.
Y sigue siendo teniendo 33
Sí,
camas hoy día
exactamente.
también, ¿no?
Sí.
Entonces el servicio ha crecido mucho, pero el número de camas en sí sigue siendo el mismo.
Sí, y entonces en una de las cosas es que la tendencia de la medicina hoy en día es
Medicina.
que alguien se opera y ya a los
Sí.
24, 48 horas se va. Antes era una semana. Igual que las mamás daban a luz, estaban una
Estaban una
semana en el
semana,
hospital.
sí,
Ahora al
estaban
otro
unos
día
dos
ya están.
días o un
Sí,
día y
sí,
sí.
sí. Y eso ha ayudado mucho. Y los niños se tratan más como pacientes ambulatorios. Y se trata de hacer más procedimientos que antes se hospitalizaban haciéndolo en las
Porque creo que leí, no sé si fue en el libro del aniversario, pero de los miles de personas que reciben servicio médico en el hospital cada año, como 60 mil o algo así.
sí.
Ah, sí. Bueno, muchísimas gracias por
Sí,
toda la
que te voy a
información y
dar.
todo su tiempo.
Te voy a dar un poco de
Espera,
jugos.
le quito el micrófono.
Ah,
Se me
¿verdad?
olvida, no está bien, uno se
Perdón.
olvida de él.
Perdona, perdona,
Sí,
sí.
sí. Muchísimo. Bueno, vamos terminando aquí. Bueno, hemos hablado bastante. Empecé la tercera cinta aquí, pero Elsa me ha podido orientar muy bien, porque la historia del hospital es la de la comunidad también.
Well, I didn't mean to go sleep on you, but I did.
Well, you've heard all this before. I'm sure you know it all very well, but she really helped me very much to understand the different periods in the history of the town and the hospital. Because I don't think you really can't separate the hospital from the town and its history. You can't write about the history of the town without writing about the hospital and almost vice versa.
Don Bartolo Osonas, that is the Osonas family is the one that owns the farm now, the part of the farm that is left, was telling me that after that big hurricane, if it would not have been for this program of the Puerto Rico Reconstruction Administration that wanted to buy the land and turn it over, they said they didn't know what they were going to
they
do.
They wouldn't have had money to rebuild, but the part that they
That's
had.
Right.
Exactly. It was a complete loss. And they had, it really was very hard on them. So those people cooperated very, very much with us. In fact, they gave, when there was no milk, when the project didn't have any milk, they provided milk.
There really was cooperation
Oh,
between
yes.
the hacienda,
That's
the family,
right.
and the hospital, and the prison.
That's right. Some of the volunteers that were here taught their kids English as a way to compensate for all of those things they were giving, and they would give bananas to eat, and they give some of the those root vegetables and all of that thing that helped the
Some people said very few people had cars or trucks in those
That's
days,
right.
and those families did have vehicles, so I suppose
That's
that
right.
helped too with the
That's right. And they would
transportation.
bring it in also in mules or, you know, many of those things. So it was a cooperation. The Casta, you have met Don Ernesto. Don Ernesto that worked for the PRA cooperated very much and the working, you know, if the hospital needed something, well, Don Ernesto would go around and collect money from people to give it to the hospital.
Nice. He talked to me about one, I forget what it was, but one piece of equipment that the hospital needed at the beginning. And
I think that was the X-ray.
X-ray machine, probably. Mm-hmm. And he said they finally found an old one in San Juan or something, but then they had to go around and collect money to be able to purchase them.
That's right.
So he seemed to have been very active in supporting the hospital. And.
But that's why the community is so united yet. Because even the rich landowners
cooperated,
and the poor people cooperated. It was all just one.
Although Salvador Ponce, he told me an interesting thing. He said his father, Pedro Ponce, was here and one of the mayordomos, and also one of the last group, La Asociación, the last group, corporate group that
controlled. Yeah, it was part of that Asociación.
But after the hurricane, apparently he went back to Mallorca to talk to Castaner, to the Castaner family, and say, well, you know, we need money to rebuild, and we just don't have the money to rebuild. And Salvador said that they told him, no, money comes from Puerto Rico to Mallorca. It doesn't go from Mallorca to Puerto Rico.
I think that was right.
I don't know. That was the... The philosophy, I think that's true, of the Spanish, families
at that time. You're kidding. They squeeze Puerto Rico for everything it had. They were hard workers, but they surely squeezed.
The workers built up the built up the hacienda, planted the coffee, did the work, but people who got rich were the people in Mallorca.
Exactly.
Canarias.
You're not kidding.
But I think it's also true that the descendants of those people, like Salvador, feel very much a part of the
local
community.
Salvador more than the people that are in La Balear. Because Salvador, their families, you see, the people of La Balear keep on going to Spain every so often, and their kids marry Spanish women and things like that. But the Pons stayed here and married Puerto Rican women.
I think Julio Lebron told me that maybe he was talking about Osona, that they don't buy very much in the town of Castañeda. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but he was talking about Españoles, that they really didn't do much business with the merchants. They would maybe buy more from other merchants in Ponce or San Juan who were also Mallorquines or something like
that. Yeah, well, that's true. They stick together. In fact, there's two hospitals that were built in Puerto Rico because of the association of Spanish families. One is Clinica Española in Mayagüez, and the other is Auxilio Mutuo in San Juan. And the main owners of those clinicas, they are people from there.
But Salvador, I think, is different. He, I understand he has really participated in
supplies all the eggs that the hospital consumes, free of charge.
Free of charge.
So I think he's very considerate.
And the other day I was at the house of Posoto, Juan Cruz, and I guess they're friends, but Posoto's been having headaches, bad headaches. And Salvador came, you know, to see how he was. He brought him some salchicha or salchichon or something. He came to see how he was, and maybe I think he was taking him to the doctor too. Taking him to the doctor.
Posoto.
Posoto.
Sí. Yeah. Posoto. Do you know that Posoto was, current president of the board for a while?
He said something about that too. I don't know if that was a difficult period.
It was soon after Pedrito was Berto Medina, and after Berto Medina was Posoto, and all those parts, it was just kind of trying to lift up the hospital to where they could run by itself, but it was difficult.
It was a struggle trying to take over the management.
Very struggling times, and those men did a good job.
Well, Pedro said one problem was that people had different ideas. Like some people's vision was more limited to the local hospital, and other people wanted to branch out and look for federal money or other. But it's I think the importance of it is it was the local community taking over and
learning
how to operate the hospital.
That's right.
And it really isn't, the way I see it, it isn't a negative period. It shows the development of the community,
up.
The growing up of the community.
Sure, that's the way, that's why I describe it. It's coming out of really growing up into feeling self-reliable and and maybe they wouldn't do things the way I would go about it, but anyways, they're doing.
Yeah.
And they suffer through some of their mistakes and they come through with some of the good stuff they did.
But I think you're right that the anniversary seemed to serve to bring people together.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That was very, very important. Who was it? The President of the United States during the Trump?
Franklin Roosevelt.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
And it was similar money, the WPA, Works Progress Administration money, I think, that came to
that came here.
That's right. Yeah. And they started the, you know, the Ponce cement?
No,
you don't know Ponce cement? Those big chimneys of Hugo from
Adjunta
to Ponce. Okay,
yeah.
But as far as being familiar with it,
yeah, I've been by it. I know.
Okay,
it
okay.
Yeah.
Ponce cement was started by the by the help of the PRA. It was a way of helping people develop business so that they could employ other people.
And maybe some of that cement ended up in the houses here.
That's right.
And they built the houses out of brick and cement so that the next hurricane wouldn't knock them down, I guess.
It was good because it has stood a lot of bad weather. Many of those homes, they were not destroyed. They just built around them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Julio Lebron showed me how where the original rooms were. How they added other rooms to the back and put on the marquesina on the side. And is marquesina, does that mean like in English it would be like a porch?
Carport.
Carport. I think it would be more of a carport, but many people use it as a...
The front porch.
Front porch.
Yeah, it's a front porch now, but it started out as
Each house would have
carport.
And carport, yeah.
Then they've extended that around the house too to become a...
That's an interesting story too, the way the houses have grown and added on... some extra rooms and kitchen, better kitchen.
That's right.
And then when they started to get more cars, add on the marquesina. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting.
You'd never see a house like this in those times.
Yeah,
and it really is very, very nice how people have really progressed in the how homes they have. During the time that we first came, there was just shack every place. There was very few haciendas.
Big wooden homes.
Mostly they were
wooden shacks. Wooden shacks up in the mountains.
And really, you just see beautiful homes every place now.
You can be far away from the town in an isolated place, and people still have very nice homes.
Immediately they make a good road, people immediately start building.
To me it's amazing how good the roads are. I'm from rural Minnesota, where the highways are paved. But most of the rural roads aren't paved. They're gravel.
Just gravel.
In Minnesota?
In Minnesota, yeah.
Really?
And maybe there are too many of them, but it's only the major ones.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that isn't major at all is, it's not dirt. It's gravel, stone.
It's gravel.
But, I don't know. The roads are better here than there. It's very dusty.
Those things there too, don't you?
It's just a frog going up.
I mean those air horns.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you very, very much for your time. It's really was a big help. And for the lunch.